Hello there. Welcome. I am trying something new here on StreamYard. I hope it's working. I am hoping I'm coming through on Instagram right now. Happy Saturday evening. If you're in the South, happy Saturday afternoon. If you're in the Pacific time zone, I wanted to come on and do a healing transmission. I know a lot of people on the mend, myself included, and I wanted to just facilitate the space for us to create the environment within ourselves to fully heal from whatever it is that you have been wanting to heal from. It could be physical, it could be emotional, it could be financial. It could be all of those things. Let me tell you what your job is, what our job is. And it's stabilizing the transmission, stabilizing the vibration of healing that is going to be coming through and into your body, into your mind, into your finances, into your relationships and mine. And one of the things that helps is stop talking about the problem. There is truth to that general adage, if you can't say anything kind or good, don't say it at all. There's a reasoning behind that. And it has to do with what we speak about grows larger and increases. And sometime when we're in a place that there's some undesirability, and we're wanting a more desired experience and outcome, it can really help to just refrain from speaking about it until you start to feel hopeful. And then when you speak, let it be about that hopefulness. Let it be about what you really want and what you intend and what you see for yourself or others. And for some of you, you might have had this experience. It's really deep. I'm going to go deep. I'm a therapist. That's what I'm used to doing. We're trained to hear things and see things that most people might not. And for some of you, you might have only received empathetic attunement or kindness or love when you were sick. So it can be hard to shift that pattern when maybe people are kind to you or softer to you when you are sick or ill. And my intention is that we create people being gentle and kind and soft with us in our wellness, in our abundance, in our very best version, our happiest selves, that people, even if they're not experiencing all of the life they want, they're really happy for us. And it can start with you being happy for those in your life that you might have felt jealous of or envious of or not sure why those things aren't happening for you. They absolutely can and will. When you start to shift your whole body and mind, your whole entirety of a person into focusing more about what it is you want in your future, less about what's happened in the past, and really anchoring into this present moment with some centeredness, some calmness, some empathy for yourself, forgiveness even where that's needed. And let's breathe into that. Let's start to prepare to receive this healing transmission. If you can close your eyes, do that. It can help to just focus upon yourself, releasing the busyness of what's come before this moment. Let's release whatever's coming after this moment. And use your words. I'm going to say universe, source, God. We open ourselves to receive your energy, a transmission of healing. We open every cell of our bodies. We open our minds. We open our resources, our relationships. We suspend our doubt, disbelief, worry, fear. And we ask you to help us with those things individually, specifically tailored to each one of us here, watching now, later. We're so loved. We're so tended to. And we enter into this field of possibility having to do with healing. We ask for a full and complete healing right now. And what we commit to do is stabilize in a knowing that that is possible and available for us. And we ask if there are missing components, be it medication, be it a treatment, be it just slowing down and resting enough for our bodies, our minds, our resources to heal. We're open to doing that. And right now, wherever you are, notice how you feel. Notice any sensations. And continue to notice as you go on with your evening, with your night, and with your weekend, what comes up for you. Let's breathe in and exhale. Taking time in this quietness to tune in to ourselves. Tune into our heart space, to our own bodies. Asking this illness or pain, what do you want me to know? And what do you need me to think, to do, or not do so that you can heal? I'm going to do that for you. Breathing and listening, receiving. It's in prayer that we ask, and it's in meditation that we receive. Staying here a moment longer if you can. Thank you. Thank you, Mother, Father, God. Thank you, archangels and angels. Thank you to ancestors, to the elemental realm, to the earth, to the insects, the flowers, the trees, to the intelligence that surrounds us and that is within us. We allow healing in every and all areas needed today. Thank you, y'all. I send you all my love. I'm about to record a podcast about this as well. I'll publish it this weekend and let me know how this went for you and what happens as a result. Mwah! All of my love.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.